Attitude adjustment. Sometimes you just have to give yourself some new ways of moving. If throughout your life you've washed dishes bent over the sink, head jutting slightly forward, back tense and arms doing all the work, it's difficult to be comfortable, and enjoyment becomes elusive. The following exploration is something you can try whenever you need an attitude adjustment. In addition to helping your posture, practicing this exploration will make dishwashing easier, and you may discover that you can look at the world a little differently. You can do this standing by the sink, or a counter, or even sitting down. If you need support while standing, you can rest your hands on the counter or sink. Begin by taking a comfortable stance and notice your posture. Where are your shoulders in relation to your ears? Do they feel rounded, pulled back, resting easily? How does your neck feel? Your low back? Are your knees locked? Loose? Are your toes gripping? Curled up? Relaxed? What is your breathing like? Slowly, begin lowering your head down toward your chest. Then just as slowly, raise your head to look up to the ceiling. Do you feel movement anywhere else as you do this? In your neck? Your chest? Your low back? Don't try to force a movement, just notice the experience. Do the movement 4 or 5 times, then pause. If you're finding this tiring, grab a chair or stool and take a seated rest. Take a fresh stance. Repeat the movements of the head, but this time exhale each time you lower your head and inhale as you raise it. As you breathe, can you let your chest move? As your head goes down, let your back round a bit. As you look up, arch your back and let the front of your chest expand. Allow your knees to bend slightly. Let your arms just hang naturally, unless you're holding onto the sink. Repeat this 4 or 5 times, then take another rest. Take a fresh stance. This time, as you lower your head, bend your knees as much as is comfortable and pull your belly in toward your spine, rounding your entire back. Let your arms dangle. Don't bend so far that your arms go below your knees. Inhale as you move back to your regular standing posture, and on the next exhale, raise your head, arch your back, and push your belly forward. Yes, I really mean exhale, and I really mean push your belly out. Make sure you don't lock your knees back as you arch. Americans seem to think that a flat stomach is sexy, but as I mentioned in the first exercise in this book, your power center is located in your belly. Walking around trying to hold your stomach in all the time is like holding back your power center. There are complex muscular relationships between your stomach and your back, and when you continually hold your stomach in, your back muscles will suffer. You want to find the balance in the muscular work between front and back. Intentionally protruding your belly as you arch in this exercise can help you regain some of that balance. Try rounding and arching a few times. Now, notice your posture. Take a walk around the kitchen. What does washing dishes feel like now?